content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Beth Yoder for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Flavor. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you some items from Real Simple Magazine, Food Network Magazine, and I have an article from usnews.com. But we are going to start out with snacking rules of the road. If you guys are traveling this summer, fuel your travels with these nutritionist-approved guidelines. Summer is the season of freewheeling fun that often involves freewheeling food. Sitting in the airport en route to a vacation, we celebrate with a plate of nachos the size of a suitcase. Taking a road trip, we stock up on candy as a little amuse-bouche before we stop for a jumbo burger and fries. Lounging in a beach chair, we dig into a bag of cheese puffs. It's all part of the fun, until it isn't, and we start to feel parched, sluggish, and cranky. Because indigestion and sugar crashes are not a recipe for a good time, we asked a few nutrition experts for their travel tips and go-to-to-go menu items. Air travel. Not only does air travel take a psychic toll, delays, cramped seats, armrest hogging fellow passengers, it's not great for us physically either. Plane journeys can be dehydrating and mess with digestion, and the stress can throw our blood sugar levels out of whack, says Cynthia Sass, RD, a plant-based performance nutritionist in Los Angeles. For a more pleasant flight, pack first-class snacks. Fly with high-fiber fruits and veggies. As you soar above the world, your digestion could come to a deeply uncomfortable standstill. Being folded into a doll-sized seat can cause the gas in your digestive tract to expand while also slowing muscle contractions. Travel constipation is real, says Lauren Slayton, RD, founder of Food Trainers, a nutrition consultancy in New York City. To disinvite this unwelcome travel companion, she suggests eating snacks that are good sources of fiber, like apples, pears, strawberries, carrots, and jicama. Don't forget to fill a large water bottle before you get on a plane. Dried fruit can be another handy snack, says Kira Niam Diop, Ph.D., a nutrition scientist in West Orange, New Jersey. A small portion is nutrient-dense and can be satisfying. But if the dried fruit isn't a fairly regular part of your diet on terra firma, you might want to steer clear. Prunes, for example, are great, but if you're unaccustomed to eating them, that can cause its own kind of discomfort, she says. And no one wants to spend their flight trapped in the tin can of an airport lavatory. Stock up on satiating protein bars. Stress, whether travel-related or otherwise, can raise glucose levels, Sass says, putting you on a direct flight to Hangryville. To help stabilize your blood sugar and your mood, she recommends snacks that contain a blend of lean protein, healthy fats, and fiber. They all slow the breakdown and absorption of carbohydrates, so combining them will keep you fuller longer and result in better blood sugar regulation and steadier energy. She likes the easy-to-pack protein bars made with simple ingredients like dates, plant protein, and seeds from Amrita and Scout, and that's S-K-O-U-T. S-K-O-U-T organic.com is the website for that. Build a snack box. For something a little more substantial, fill a bento-style container with small portions of various bites. Again, you're aiming for a combo of protein, healthy fats, fiber, and carbs. Slayton recommends olives, jerky, walnuts, Brazil nuts, and seed crackers. It's basically an airplane meal, only way tastier and better for you, as it's less processed and lower in sodium. All right, car trips. The road to hell is paved with drive-thrus. Instead, pack nutritious options that are easy to eat and can even soothe car-sick tummies. Prepare portable salads. You'll be less tempted to pull into a burger joint if you're stocked with something satisfying. Make room for a cooler packed with options that contain the elements of a balanced meal, Sass says. She recommends a protein-filled salad like chickpeas, tofu, or lentils, with spinach, cherry tomatoes, red onion, and celery, tossed with a tahini-based dressing. Roll it into a wrap or stuff it into a pita and hit the road. Safety first. When it's the driver's turn to eat, make a pit stop or pull over. Rethink finger foods. Skip the French fries and the ketchup mess. For snacking, Slayton suggests a salty-sweet combo that'll maintain your blood sugar levels and energy. Try roasted almonds and a couple of squares of dark chocolate, or a snack pack of olives and some cut melon. Sass makes protein bites by mixing plant protein powder, with nut or seed butter, rolled oats, and dried fruit. Blueberries are an option that may especially benefit the driver. Evidence suggests they can sharpen focus, Nim Diop says. Go for DIY trail mix. Trail mix was made for traveling. Otherwise, it'd be called couch mix, no? Store-bought mixes tend to be super sugary, but you can easily make your own, Slayton says, by adding dark chocolate chips, coconut, and goji berries to your choice of nuts. Ride with snacks that fight motion sickness. Small studies have found that ginger can alleviate motion sickness. I'm Caribbean, and ginger chews are a popular nausea remedy there, Niem Diop says. Crackers can absorb extra stomach acid and mitigate nausea. Slayton likes the almond flavor variety, which are higher in fiber and protein. And finally, beach day. Bring foods that'll make a splash. These ideas will refresh you from the inside out. Load up on sandwiches. To sustain your energy, protein is key. Slayton suggests sandwich rolls made with protein-packed almond flour wraps. For filling, she recommends organic turkey and avocado or smoked wild salmon and cream cheese. Add some watermelon. Watermelon hydrates and contains lycopene, which has been shown to offer some UVA and UVB protection. Still, don't forget the sunscreen. Make salsa with diced watermelon, cucumber, jalapeno, red onion, cilantro, and lime juice, and scoop it up with tortilla chips. And finally, make your own ice pops. Frosty treats put everybody in a good humor. Sass likes freezing bananas covered in dark chocolate. Microwave dark chocolate chips in 30-second bursts until melted. Pour over banana on parchment paper and freeze. Bananas have nutrient-rich carbs and potassium, an electrolyte we lose when we sweat, she says. She also makes ice pops with plant milk, frozen fruit, and dark chocolate chips, and smoothie pops with green juice, avocado, and banana or mango. Remember, like summer itself, ice pops are fleeting, so enjoy every drop before they're gone. All right, next up, 10 things to do with fresh herbs. Put them to use in a fun new way. Number one, rim a glass. Pulse 2 tablespoons of torn cilantro and 3 tablespoons of sugar in a mini food processor until finely chopped. Transfer to a plate. Run a lime wedge along the rim of a martini glass, Then dip in the cilantro sugar. For the drink, muddle 1/4 cup more cilantro and 1/2 ounce lime juice in a shaker. Add 1.5 ounces of vodka, 1 ounce of Aperol, and 1/2 ounce of cranberry juice. Fill with ice and shake and strain into your glass. Number 2, flavor your salt. Strip the leaves from 2 sprigs each of rosemary and thyme. Finely chop the herbs, then toss with 1/4 cup of coarse salt. Number 3, dress up your cheese. Roll a log of goat cheese in finely chopped fresh parsley, cilantro, dill, and/or mint. Serve with baguette slices or crackers. Number 4, reinvent deviled eggs. Cover 12 large eggs with cold water in a pot and bring to a boil. Reduce the heat to medium-low and simmer for 10 minutes. Drain and run under cold water, then peel and cut in half lengthwise. Scoop out the yolks and puree in a food processor with 1/3 cup mayonnaise, 1/4 cup each chopped parsley and scallions, and 2 tablespoons of capers. Spoon or pipe into the egg whites. Top with chopped chives. Number 5, make a granita. Bring 2 cups of water and 1/2 cup of sugar to a simmer in a saucepan. Cook, stirring until the sugar dissolves. Transfer to a blender to cool completely. Add 1 cup packed fresh mint and puree. Strain through a fine mesh sieve and into an 8-inch square baking dish. Finally, grate the skin of a green apple into the pan, then stir in the juice of 2 limes. Freeze, scraping with a fork every 30 to 45 minutes until frozen, about 4 hours. Number 6, upgrade a salad. Separate 1 large head of bib lettuce. Toss in a bowl with 2 tablespoons each of torn basil, dill, parsley, and mint. Drizzle with the juice of 1/2 lemon and 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Season with salt and pepper and toss. Number 7, decorate breadsticks. Arrange refrigerated breadstick dough on a baking sheet and brush with beaten egg. Place small, tender herb leaves, such as dill, chervil, oregano, or parsley on top, then brush with more egg and bake as directed. Number 8, flavor your seltzer. Pour seltzer into flutes, add a few dashes of bitters, then garnish with thyme sprigs or sage leaves. Number 9, try a new pesto. Grind 1/3 cup toasted almonds or walnuts in a food processor. Add 3 cups of fresh cilantro, mint, or parsley, or a combination, 1 teaspoon of chopped garlic, and 1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt, and pulse until the herbs are finely chopped. Add 1/2 cup grated Parmesan and pulse, and then slowly pulse in 1/2 cup of olive oil until smooth. Toss the pesto with pasta. And number 10, freeze herb cubes. Chop the leaves of hardy herbs like sage or thyme or rosemary and put into an ice cube tray. Cover with olive oil and freeze until solid. Then pop out of the tray, transfer to a bag, and freeze for up to 6 months. Melt those cubes in a skillet and use them for sauteing. All right, now I have an article from usnews.com. It's about your health. Do fish oil supplements help or harm the heart? Folks regularly taking fish oil supplements might not be helping their health as much as they might think, a new study suggests. Regular use of fish oil supplements could increase the risk of first-time heart disease and stroke among those with good heart health, new research suggests. However, the long-term study also found that fish oil can help those whose hearts are already in trouble, potentially slowing the progression of heart problems and lowering the risk of death. Healthy people taking fish oil supplements had a 13% increased risk of developing atrial fibrillation, a heart rhythm problem that increases the risk of heart attack and stroke, researchers found. They also had a 5% increased risk of stroke, results show. Our findings suggest caution in the use of fish oil supplements for primary prevention because of the uncertain cardiovascular benefits and adverse effects, wrote the research team led by Dr. Hualing Wen, an epidemiologist with Sun Yat-sen University in Guangzhou, China. But in those with existing heart disease, regular use of fish oil lowered the risk of a heart attack due to atrial fibrillation by 15% and the risk of heart failure leading to death by 9%. Regular use of fish oil supplements might have different roles in the progression of cardiovascular disease, based on whether someone already has heart problems, the researchers suggested. Overall, I would say that the days where people just go to the store and buy buckets of fish oil pills to keep them well should be over. But fish oil may still have a role in people who are already sick. Dr. Andrew Friedman, Director of Cardiovascular Prevention and Wellness at National Jewish Health in Denver, told CNN. When it comes to fish oil, the devil is in the details, neurologist Dr. Richard Isaacson, director of research at the Institute for Neurodegenerative Diseases in Boca Raton, Florida, told CNN. First, we recommend testing for omega-3 fatty acid levels. There are finger prick tests you can buy online, which are accurate, and then you should continue to test. You don't want to take fish oil if you don't need it, he stressed. Isaacson recommended getting omega-3 fatty acids from food and added that sardines and wild-caught salmon are the best sources. Farm-raised salmon is not the best choice, he said, because of impurities in the water in which they are raised. Fish oil remains a rich source of omega-3 fatty acids, which are thought to help both heart and brain health. As such, health experts recommend that people eat oily fish like salmon at least once a week or use fish oil supplements, researchers said in background notes. For the study, the team analyzed data from nearly 416,000 people ages 40 to 69 participating in a large-scale health study in the United Kingdom. These people were surveyed between 2006 and 2010 to gather basic health information, including their regular diet and supplement use. Nearly a third, 32%, said they regularly use fish oil supplements. The research team then tracked the health of participants for an average of nearly 12 years, watching to see how many died, developed heart problems, or suffered a stroke. The findings were published May 21st of this year in the journal BMJ Medicine. Further studies are needed to figure out why fish oil might not be helpful for healthy people, but useful in people with heart problems, the researchers concluded in a journal news release. Some more health news for you from Food Network Magazine's June-July issue. Bright ideas. Eating the rainbow is good for your body and for your mind, too. Studies show that consuming fruits and veggies is associated with happiness and well-being. The U.S. dietary guidelines recommend 2.5 cups of vegetables and 2 cups of fruit per day, so get going. Iced tea time. Researchers in the UK found that people who drank 2 cups or more of black tea per day had a lower risk of death from cardiovascular disease, heart disease, and stroke. Try a cold brew method and make a big pitcher to share. Wake up and head outside. Spending time in morning sunlight can help regulate your circadian rhythm, which leads to better sleep later. And here we go. You say tomato. Make tomato sandwiches your go-to lunch this summer. A recent review of studies links tomato consumption to a reduced risk of cancer and heart disease, plus improved skin health, muscle recovery, and immune response. And then, coincidentally, from the Real Simple magazine, what's in season? Heirloom tomatoes. A world away from the kinds available year-round, these vintage varieties with evocative names like Brandywine, Cherokee Purple, and Mortgage Lifter are the stars of farmers' markets starting around midsummer. Shop. Part of their charm can be a knobby look, so embrace those with imperfect shapes. Avoid any that are overly tender or mushy. To store, keep them stem side down to prevent moisture loss at room temperature, where they will continue to ripen for up to a week. If they're getting too soft, it's okay to refrigerate tomatoes for a few days. Just put them on a top shelf where it's warmer and bring them to room temperature before eating. And behold, the tomato sandwich. There's more than one way to build it. When tomatoes are in season, you don't need much more than a knife to enjoy them. Consider the classic tomato sandwich, a brilliantly simple southern favorite built with white bread, mayonnaise, and a little salt and pepper. It's basically just a way to eat a raw, juicy tomato without getting your hands dirty. Its origins are murky, but one of the earliest references to the idea was found in a Virginia newspaper in 1911. We're not surprised that it has stood the test of time. Grab some white bread, and I'm going to give you a couple of recipes for those heirloom tomatoes that you might buy. I've first up, tomato, pancetta, and arugula sandwich. Mix 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise and 1 tablespoon of pesto. Spread on the cut sides of a split piece of focaccia. Layer thick tomato slices, cooked pancetta slices, and a handful of arugula on 1 focaccia half. Season with pepper and top with the other half. And then here's my favorite, the tomato grilled cheese. Spread Dijon mustard on 2 slices of sourdough bread. Top 1 slice with 1/2 cup of shredded dill Havarti, some shaved red onion, thick tomato slices, another 1/2 cup cheese, and the other bread slice. Cook in a buttered nonstick skillet over medium-low heat until browned and the cheese is melted, 3 minutes per side, adding more butter as needed. Then sprinkle with salt and enjoy. 4th of July is upon us, so I've got a recipe for you. Potato salad, and I'm going with the red, white, and blue potato salad. But here's a note. Never drop your potatoes into boiling water. They'll cook unevenly. Put them in a pot, cover with cold water and some salt, bring to a boil, then reduce to a simmer. And once you got that going, you can make red, white, and blue potato salad. Cook 2.5 pounds of chopped, mixed red, white, and blue potatoes in salted simmering water with 2 tablespoons of white wine vinegar and 2 garlic cloves until the potatoes are tender, about 15 minutes. Drain and cool slightly, discard the garlic. Toss the 1.5 cups of halved cherry tomatoes, 1/3 cup of chopped basil, and 2 tablespoons each of chopped scallions and parsley. Drizzle with 1/4 cup olive oil and 2 more tablespoons of white wine vinegar. Season with salt and pepper and toss. It's also the season for grilling, And I've got an interesting article for you from A Real Simple Magazine, the June issue. Learn a new trick. Grill fruit for a savory treat. When cooking outside, nothing is off limits for Gabby Dalkin. In her aptly titled new cookbook, What's Gabby Cooking? Grilling All the Things, she throws nachos, frittatas, and many varieties of fruit on the grates. One of her go-tos? A chocolate-stuffed banana. Slice an unpeeled banana in half lengthwise and press in some thin chocolate chips. Char it up on the grill with the lid closed. Once the fruit is caramelized, scoop it and the chocolate out and eat it over ice cream. While grilled fruit can be an amazing dessert, flames bring out fruit's natural sweetness, Dalkin also shares some savory ideas that are, well, fire. Regardless of what you're making, she says, well-oiled grates are key, as is grilling over indirect heat. Her biggest tip is to enjoy being outside. You don't get your kitchen dirty, and that's a win for everybody. Peaches. Grill halves or quarters until grill marks appear. Eat as is with olive oil, salt, and herbs. Or thinly slice and arrange on a pizza. You can toss with arugula, goat cheese, and a really tangy vinaigrette for a superb summer salad. Watermelon. Slice into meaty pieces. Grill for 2 to 3 minutes per side. Then sprinkle with salt or tahine or another chili powder. Serve as an appetizer or use as a cocktail garnish. Pineapple. Chop up grilled planks and add to tacos or pulled pork sandwiches or blend them into a pineapple margarita. And we've got time for one burning question from Food Network Magazine. Can I eat burnt marshmallows? Go for it, but not every day. The chemical acrylamide develops in starchy, sugary foods like marshmallows when they're cooked at high heat, and studies have shown acrylamide to be dangerous to lab animals in very large doses. However, those levels are much greater than anything in human food, so you're pretty safe eating your s'mores. We have run out of time for today's episode of Flavor. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Mary Beth Yoder, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Flavor is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thanks so much for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.